Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How not to compliment. There are ways you should not compliment someone if you're going to compliment someone.
Chase looks at me yesterday. I'm sitting here. It's what? 7:45?
Yeah.
And he goes, man, you look exhausted.
No. I said you look tired.
No, you said exhausted first.
I said you looked.
I heard it.
BC, not half honest, be honest, honest. We're honest in this studio.
Apparently not. Okay, well, fine. I said, you look exhausted.
Yeah. And what do you want me to do with that information? I was like, why would you say that to me?
But here's the reason behind it. Here, and I want to explain myself. The reason why I told her, I said, you look exhausted is because she just looks tired. Doesn't mean she looks like crap.
Does that make it any better?
No, same thing. He'll be like, do you not have makeup on today?
That's a joke. I was just joking about that. That was a joke.
This is what people say it all the time. Like, oh, and not just to me, to other people. You look tired. You don't feel good. You look tired.
I don't think
what do you want people to do with that information? Do you feel better once you said that to somebody? Why do you feel the need to say, everybody's tired.
I don't think that's a derogatory statement. I think that's just saying you look tired. It doesn't say that you look like.
I disagree. That,
with who?
That, with you.
Okay. It's definitely join the woman side.
It is it is like, you know, if somebody, it's certainly not complimentary.
No.
I mean, if you said to Amy, you know, you look gorgeous today. You look great today. That's different than going, you look exhausted.
I tell you, I go, you look gorgeous today, Dale.
Well.
And I tell her she looks tired.
If you say to somebody who's not tired, though, you look tired, they're like, oh, I'm just.
Is there anybody in this world that will agree with me? 680 Wolf.
No.
I want to know, is there somebody who agree with me that, you know, if you say to somebody you look tired, doesn't always mean it's derogatory.
Oh, okay. I was talking about being on Chase's side on this one.
You're on Chase's side too?
Oh, yeah. He was just worried about her well-being, and that I respect him.
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
That's so concerned. No, worried about your well-being is going, hey, you know, you should average 8 hours of sleep. A solution is worried about well-being.
I'm not going to come up to you and say, hey, you should average 8 hours of sleep. I'm going to say, you look tired.
Chase, I don't say lose weight for the wedding. I go, hey, if you want to start running, you can start.
It's water weight!
You
got
to keep sleep simple and straight to the point. That way, he's so worried about you that you can go ahead and start working on it.
What's your name?
Ricky.
Ricky, don't you ever call here again.
Ricky, we love you.
All right, Ricky, thanks.
Y'all have a good day.
Right, bye.
Hey, it's the Wolf.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, morning. More men to defend, Chase. Here we go. Hit me.
So two things. I think you look tired today. If it's somebody you know that you work with that you genuinely care about, I think it's a segue into a conversation that may need to be had about, I didn't sleep much. My dog's sick. My cat, you know, throwing up everywhere, whatever. I think it's a term of endearment almost to say that, look, I care. If you're going through something, you're dealing with something, you miss sleep.
Okay,
at least want to talk to you about it if there's anything I can do to help.
So if it's somebody you don't care about and you say that to, more than likely it's a derogatory statement. That's what you're saying.
Pretty much, because then you're saying they look rough.
Okay, then there's correct. There's a derogatory statement towards you.
But now when you follow it up with, you don't have makeup on.
Did you quit wearing makeup? I remember those first 2 days you started working here. It was different.
Yeah, that's a hammer. That's a hammer. I don't know if I'd say that to any woman. And my thing about the gas station, just from my personal opinion, most men that try to, you know, throw a quick little pickup line at the gas station is because they assume if a woman's by herself, she doesn't have a man because I fill up my wife's car. My wife never has to fill up her car. She never has to check the oil, et cetera. So ain't nobody going to get a chance to say nothing to my wife at the gas station.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good morning.
Bye.
All right, man. I think I see where you're going
with it. It's pointless, though.
No, here's where I think he's going. You can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think where he's going is like it's a sympathetic, you look tired. You're tired. Are you okay? I mean,
do fat people say that? You look fat today. I feel fat, too, so relatable.
Yeah.
I feel bloated. You look bloated today.
I don't necessarily think him saying you look kind of derogatory.
Okay.
When somebody says that to you, what do you say?
I think, if a coworker or someone said that to me, I think that they know me well enough that they care that I'm not looking the same as normal today. Like, they'd actually notice something different.
What if they say it to you every day, though?
You might need some more sleep, then.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Becca.
Becca, thank you for checking in.
You're welcome.
93.1 The Wolf, hello.
Hello, how are y'all?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to have to agree that I would not be offended if he told me I was exhausted.
Yes!
You got the second one in a row.
And she hung up. See, she didn't mean that. That's why she bailed right away.
No.
93.1 The Wolf, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I do got to say I agree with him. Half a lie is still not the truth.
Okay.
So saying somebody,
forgot it.
Okay.
Yeah, saying somebody looks exhausted, if they look exhausted, it's the truth.
He's just giving you the bare, honest truth, Amy. He's being honest with you.
You guys are all so full.
I'm not going to look at you and go, Amy, you look like poop. I'll say, Amy, you look exhausted. Just kidding. Yeah.
There's a tactful way to go about it, but, you know, if you're being honest, then why would you fault somebody for being honest?
Because there's no point in saying it. Again, you don't tell fat people that they're fat. Do you know why? Because they already know. Everybody's already tired. We all know we're tired. Do you get out of saying it to me?
Wait a minute. Did she just call me fat?
Yeah, I think she did.
You're not fat. You're big
bones.
That's what
it sounded like to me.
It's water weight, honey.
Oh, well, thanks for calling.
Y'all have a great day. God bless you.
All right, bye. There was an old Saturday Night Live bit when Leslie Nielsen was on. They had a dinner date, and he goes to her. He goes, oh, how was your day? She goes, it was good. I had a good day. So we feel, you look tired. She's like, I'm not tired. I feel great. Well, you look beat. And yeah. The whole thing.
See, now that's taking it a little far.
No, well, that's beat. You look exhausted. Is exactly. And that's the beginning of my day. So if I'm exhausted at 7:40, it's not going to get better.
Also,
you look tired.
Are you? Let's go to Amy first on this. How are you at taking compliments? You know, a lot of people are not very good at accepting a compliment.
That's it.
Or they feel awkward in a situation where they're complimented.
It depends what the compliment is. If I like your shirt, it's a pretty shirt. Thanks.
You have nice deodorant today. How would you take that? Your deodorant smells great.
Deodorant isn't really nice.
Jeez, such a creep.
He's a company creeper.
You look tired and your deodorant smells great.
Hey, have you smelled Amy's deodorant today? It smells awesome.
Did you get the memo? I sent it out to everybody in the office.
But it depends on the compliment then.
Yeah.
If somebody says, you look great today.
Like when I'm at the gas station pumping gas and some guy who I don't know says to me,
hey, nice gas.
Yeah, says to me, you know, you're really pretty. You should smile more. Like, that's not a compliment. I don't know you, bro. Not sure who you're talking to.
Why is it happens at the gas station? Do you know we had a conversation about this? It must have been a year ago where women seem to get hit on and said and have things said to them more at a gas station than any place else.
I don't know.
Why is that?
Men act like they've never seen a woman before at a gas. Oh, gosh.
But why is it at the gas station?
I don't know. And guys can say, that's not creepy. Then say it to another man. If it's not creepy, say it to a dude.
All right. You look handsome today, sweet cheeks.
Chase is absolutely correct. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
6 for 6. That's right, baby.
It only shows his concern. And therefore, we all need to know if it's Amy, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you need a fragile sticker?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
There is no point in telling somebody that they're tired.
It just shows that they're concerned.
I'm concerned about her sleeping.
Not.
Look, I'm
he's
concerned.
Not at all.
I am concerned that you're not getting enough sleep.
He texts the group chat at 11 p.m. He's not concerned about my sleep at all.
I am. I want to make sure you're asleep.
What's your name?
Misty.
Misty, I'm going to say the same thing I told Ricky. Don't you ever call here again, okay?
I love y'all guys. I really, really do.
Okay, Misty, thanks for calling.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.